פרק ט"ז סעיף חוף בייס, מנורת נפט וגז. A lamp which has got inside it gas, or if you got inside it paraffin. Such lamps she'efshar l'shanot, menorat neft v'gaz she'efshar l'shanot as tagat oran al yedei sivuv boreg. In such a lamp which you can change the light, that means you can lift up the wick or put down the wick more, and there will be more light, less light. Kosva Mishnah Berurah sheyesh lo hakel likur l'orem im meniach b'mokom haboreg pitka shekosuv aleh Shabbos hayoyim v'osel ladlik v'rei ha'orem. He said, in the Mishnah Berurah says like this. The Mishnah Berurah brings down poskim miskeret ha'shulchan who wants to say it is allowed. He says he's not 100% sure why. A korban he wants to say for limud Torah, maybe he's allowed to do it. At the end he says the best thing is to go and put a petek, put a piece of paper on the boreg, on the screw which says on it also lahato, is to say on it Shabbos Hayoyim, you know, to go and light it, to say a petek which will remind you to go and to not go and do Shema Yata, not to have a problem from Shema Yata. Because of the Chazanish, it's not, some people say it's not enough to put a petek. Seif Chav Gimel Menorat Chashmal Sheish Po Imum. Imum is a dimmer. A dimmer means that if you have on the light, you have something which can make the light more lit and less lit. Such a thing is a problem. Let's see what he's talking about in Chof Gimel. Menorat chashmal she'efshar la'agdil es otzmat ha'or al-dei metek ha'mukhuna imam. Yeah, if you've got on electricity light, you've got a switch which or a knob which can make the light more strong and less strong. יש מפויסקים זמננו שציע לכל העולם. אמנם טוב שיושם על המתק פתקה כמבוא לאל בסליף חופי. Some פוסקים שלם זם want to say, you're allowed to use it. שלם זם want to say, you're allowed to use it. שלם זם want to say, you're allowed to use it. Because you are, it's the same thing, he wants to compare it to the same thing as we learned before, that the Mishnah Berurah says, that if you put that, if you got a menorat neft, if you got a lamp from paraffin, that Mishnah Berurah really wants to take on, this is allowed. Maybe it's better, but the best thing is always to, like he says here, the best thing is always to put on it a petek that what, that it is one shouldn't do shema yata. Here, in the footnote, he says, also by the paraffin light, there's some people that have to put it on the lowest light at the beginning, not the most, because it heats up the room when you have such a light. And same thing would be with this dimmer. Sometimes if the light is on very strong, then it makes it very hot. So especially put it on in a lower temperature, a lower amount. And afterwards, when they finish eating, when it doesn't disturb them so much, if it is hot, then they put it up. That is a big problem, because the swar from the Mishnah Berurah is that in such things, one doesn't usually change the knob. One puts it on the highest and finished, or one puts it on a certain degree and finish the whole Shabbos. But in such a way, which one goes and changes it sometimes because it is too hot, then it's much worse than the Mishnah Berurah's case. But in all cases, if you put a petek, if you put a piece of paper on the knob or on next to it, you put a piece of paper, don't go and do yata, don't do shema yata, or to go and you put on it petek which that Shabbos Hayoim, then it is allowed. So that's always the best way of getting out of the problem, is putting on a piece of paper and that you're not allowed to go and touch it on Shabbos. Chav Dalet. Cheder sheish bo menorat chashma v'neirot shemen. If you've got in this room also electricity and also Shabbos, you've got oil lamps, oil lights. Cheder sheish bo menorat chashma v'neirot shemen. Muter likus bo mishum shegam im yichhe oiroi shomnei ha-shemen, da'iloi be'or ha-chashmal. What do you say? If you've got in this room also electricity and also you've got light, candle light. Now, this not to my candle light, you got oil light, oil lamp. Now, from the oil lamp, you're officially not allowed to read. We talk about such a case, you're not allowed to read from it. And from the chashmal, you're allowed to. If you've got enough chashmal that you don't need altogether the oil lamps, then you're allowed to read from the in this room, and you don't have to worry about the oil lamp. Omnom nirdim ein day ba'or chashmal levadai v'tzorchu gam lo'yoy shel ne'a shemen otelika. But if it be a case which a person does not have enough light with his chashmal, with his electricity, and he has an oil lamp in order to help him also to use to read, then it's a problem, because he's reading not because of the chashmal, he's reading because of the oil lamp. Then it'll be a problem from Shemayata, you're not allowed to read. It's very, very applicable, such a halacha, that if a person has his Neir Shabbos, his Shabbos lights, and you've got Shabbos lights which are made, from, if you go and light with oil or with substance which goes into liquidy, then you've got problems from Shemayata on the substance which is liquidy, and you've got a problem, but you've got the Chashmal also. But if the Chashmal is enough without the Shabbos lights which are oily, then you're okay. If not, you've got a problem to read there. Same thing would be, the person has electricity, and the electricity goes off, or the time switch puts it off, or the electricity fell, then you've got a problem from reading from the oil lamp. That one has to know, that person's not allowed to read from the oil lamp if the electricity falls. That's Hashem next, and then the next, if we will see what one's allowed to read, one's not allowed to read.